Early warning signs of Alzheimer's disease. Your loved one just asked you the same question you answered minutes ago. You realize they are forgetting things they recently learned. Are these the first signs of Alzheimer's disease? Noticing that your loved one is showing signs of memory loss can be concerning for both the person themselves and you as a family. While not all memory changes are signs of Alzheimer's disease, certain symptoms may raise red flags about progressive memory decline. Learn the early warning signs of Alzheimer's disease and how you can help a loved one live a quality and meaningful life at home and in the community. Alzheimer's disease definition. Alzheimer's disease is a progressive neurodegenerative condition that affects a person's memory and cognitive skills. Alzheimer's disease is the most common cause of dementia, and also causes a gradual decline in memory, thinking, behavior, and social skills. As Alzheimer's disease progresses, it affects an individual's ability to carry out daily tasks. People frequently experience forgetfulness and may forget faces, times, visual images, and spatial orientation. For that reason, many individuals with Alzheimer's disease need assistance with daily life activities, including personal care, household chores, and social interactions. It usually develops after the age of 60, but it can appear years before or after this age. Also, before showing apparent and severe symptoms, Alzheimer's disease can appear with mild cognitive impairment years before the actual onset. Find out the common causes and risk factors of Alzheimer's disease and how to find the best care and support for your loved one. Common risk factors. Experts suggest that Alzheimer's disease is caused by excessive protein buildup in and around brain cells. These proteins, such as amyloid, tend to form plaques around the brain cells, interfering with the normal transmission of nerve signals. The process reduces the levels of acetylcholine, one of the most important neurotransmitters, causing different brain areas to shrink. While it is still unknown what triggers the process, experts believe it begins years before the first signs of Alzheimer's disease appear. In addition, scientists outline several potential risk factors for developing Alzheimer's disease, and we will discuss each one respectively. The role of age. Age is one of the most prevalent factors for Alzheimer's disease and for most types of dementia. This means people are more likely to develop Alzheimer's disease as they age. The average age is 65, and the risk doubles every 5 years after this age. There are also cases of Alzheimer's disease appearing under the age of 65. For example, 1 in 20 people are under 60 years old. This is called early or young onset Alzheimer's disease, and it can appear as early as the age of 40. However, these are rare occasions, and the average age for Alzheimer's diagnosis is 75 to 84. Genetics. Genetics also play a key role in developing progressive memory loss. There are certain genes that can be inherited from a parent that can influence a person's chance of developing Alzheimer's. More precisely, these genes can be divided into two groups: familial genes and risk genes. Familial genes. These will can cause Alzheimer's disease if they are passed down from a parent. Numbers show that less than 10 out of 1,000 people with Alzheimer's have the condition due to the familial gene. Risk genes. These genes increase a person's chance of getting Alzheimer's. They are more frequently present than familial genes. However, unlike familial genes, not everyone with risk genes will develop the condition. Lifestyle. Lifestyle has proved to be an important risk factor in developing dementia and conditions related to progressive memory loss. Based on Alzheimer's Association, people who practice a healthy lifestyle, particularly from age 40 onwards, have a reduced risk of developing Alzheimer's. A healthy lifestyle includes avoiding smoking and alcohol and having a diverse and balanced diet. Physical activity and regular exercise are also essential for maintaining good health and mental hygiene. Other medical conditions. There are many health problems and conditions that can potentially lead to the development of Alzheimer's disease and vascular dementia, including stroke, heart conditions, high blood pressure and cholesterol levels, obesity, head injuries, Down syndrome. While these are commonly known risk factors, it's important to note that there is no general rule that can predict the risks of developing degenerative memory challenges. If you believe that you or your loved one might be showing some symptoms of memory loss, it would be beneficial to learn the early warning signs of Alzheimer's disease and seek medical advice. Early diagnosis can significantly improve the independence and quality of life of people with Alzheimer's. Early warning signs: mild cognitive impairments such as challenges with thinking, memory and concentration are typical in aging. However, they do not interfere with a person's daily life. With Alzheimer's disease, these difficulties are much more severe, affecting the day-to-day functioning of individuals. Whether you're worried about yourself or a loved one, it's important to learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's to ensure an early diagnosis. Here are the most common early signs of Alzheimer's disease. Memory loss. One of the first signs of Alzheimer's disease, particularly in the early stages, is forgetting recent events and recently learned information. Other symptoms include the inability to remember the right word, forgetting important dates, and asking the same questions again. In time, memory loss related to Alzheimer's disease progresses and starts affecting the ability to function at home or work. Individuals with Alzheimer's disease often tend to repeat the same statements and questions many times, have trouble recalling important conversations, appointments or events, put objects and items in unusual places, get lost in familiar places, struggle to recall the right word for objects, express thoughts or participate in conversations, difficulty in problem solving and planning. People living with Alzheimer's disease often experience changes in their capability to design and follow plans or work with numbers. This can include following their favorite recipe or taking care of the monthly bills. Also, they may experience difficulty concentrating and need much more time to do simple and ordinary routines. Challenges with familiar tasks. Difficulty completing familiar tasks is one of the common symptoms of Alzheimer's. In many cases, people may find it challenging to drive to a familiar location, compile a grocery list, or have trouble finding familiar places or objects. In the more progressed stage, people with Alzheimer's may sometimes forget how to dress or maintain personal hygiene. Confusion with time or place. Many people struggle with their sense of direction, and it can be a natural human trait. However, if a person frequently gets suddenly confused and disoriented in a familiar place, e.g. cannot remember how to return home from the office, they should consult their GP, as this can be a common sign of Alzheimer's disease. Similarly, the person may often forget dates, names, or which day of the week it is. Challenges with visual images. Sudden and unexpected trouble understanding visual images may be a sign of Alzheimer's. Common symptoms include difficulty reading, differing colors and contrasts, and spatial relationships. This can impact a person's ability to perform everyday tasks and activities, including driving. For example, the individual may suddenly miss a stair or fall off a curb because they miscalculate the height of the stairs. In other cases, individuals with Alzheimer's may be unable to recognize their own reflections. Differentiating normal aging from Alzheimer's disease. Distinguishing between normal aging and Alzheimer's disease can be challenging because of overlapping symptoms. While key differences may help you identify Alzheimer's disease, any change in memory, behavior, or cognitive skills should be discussed with a GP. Here are the most important differences between normal aging and Alzheimer's disease. Memory changes. Normal aging. Minor memory lapses are common, such as forgetting where you placed your keys or instantly forgetting someone's name. These memory lapses do not significantly impact daily life and occur occasionally. Alzheimer's disease. In Alzheimer's disease, memory problems are more severe and progressive. People can slowly begin to forget family names and faces, important events and people, and start relying on memory aids. Cognitive function. Normal aging. As people age, cognitive functions, such as processing speed and attention, may slow down slightly, but overall cognitive abilities remain relatively intact. Alzheimer's disease. In Alzheimer's, cognitive decline is more pronounced and can affect various aspects of thinking, problem solving, and reasoning. Individuals may struggle with complex tasks, have difficulty planning, and exhibit poor judgment. Language and communication. Normal aging. Occasional difficulty finding the right word or recalling a name is common in normal aging, but usually does not lead to significant communication problems. Alzheimer's disease. People with Alzheimer's often struggle with communication. They may have trouble following conversations, repeat themselves frequently, or lose their train of thought mid-sentence. Mood and behavior. Normal aging. It is normal for older adults to experience occasional mood swings or changes in behavior, but they are generally mild and temporary. Alzheimer's disease. Changes in mood and behavior are more pronounced in Alzheimer's. Individuals may become confused, anxious, irritable, or withdrawn. However, each person's experience is unique, and some of the symptoms mentioned above can also be related to other health conditions. An accurate diagnosis requires a comprehensive evaluation by a qualified healthcare professional, which may include cognitive assessments, brain imaging, medical history, and physical examinations. Early detection of Alzheimer's disease is crucial for effective management and treatment, so seeking medical attention if you suspect cognitive decline is essential. Importance of early diagnosis. Early diagnosis can help people with Alzheimer's live meaningful and productive lives years after the diagnosis. It allows the person and their family to learn more about the condition, plan for the future, and find the best care possible when needed. Living with early stage Alzheimer's. Living with early stage Alzheimer's can be challenging for the individual, their family members, and loved ones. However, with the proper support, planning, and adjustments, it is possible to maintain a good quality of life and independence for as long as possible. Alzheimer's disease affects everyone differently, and each person's journey will be unique. Therefore, it is very important to adapt strategies based on individual needs and seek professional guidance as it progresses. Early stage Alzheimer's can be challenging, but with compassionate support and care, many people can continue to lead meaningful lives and maintain their independence for years. Alzheimer's support with Leaf Complex Care. At Leaf Complex Care, we provide person-centered care and support in the comfort of your own home. Our highly trained support workers are experts in providing proactive and humanized care to every individual with complex care needs, and we personalize our approach to fit each individual's preferences. We understand the unique needs of every individual with Alzheimer's disease and implement practices to promote independence and safety while entailing compassion, dedication, and companionship. Our services include holistic support through live-in care, prioritizing independence, dignity, and quality of life. Contact us today at our offices in Bristol, Exeter, Somerset, Slough, and the Midlands. Read more about other topics. Blog Common ADHD Challenges and Characteristics. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, ADHD, can present significant difficulties for individuals due to its symptoms. Some of these symptoms include hyperactivity, impulsivity, and inattentiveness. These challenges can manifest in various. Read more. Blog What are the 7 stages of dementia? Dementia is a term that describes memory loss in an individual, especially for older adults. It is associated with difficulty in thinking, language, and problem-solving struggles. Read more. Blog 7 Tips for Fighting Compassion Fatigue. Compassion fatigue can affect healthcare and caregiving professionals and present many challenges. It's crucial for caregivers or healthcare professionals to learn and adapt self-care activities to prevent or overcome compassion. Read more.